You are listening to a Modern Nonprofit Podcast, a podcast for leaders of today's nonprofits. We focus on the most pressing issues in a modern nonprofit, from grant writing and fundraising to back office administration like accounting. If you are looking for tips and hacks to make your nonprofit more modern and intentional, you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Tasha Anderson. I've worked with hundreds of nonprofits over many years in different capacities, first as an auditor, then a CFO of a nonprofit, and now I'm a CPA that owns The Charity CFO, an accounting firm working exclusively with nonprofit organizations. I'm passionate about trying to make the work of nonprofits even easier through the most modern practices I've learned from some of our most successful clients. Keep listening. Hey everyone, I wanted to share some thoughts on what an audit is and what an audit isn't. And it's probably good for me to start a little bit about why would I even talk about this or how do I know much about this? So first things first, I started my career actually as a nonprofit auditor. I used to do that for almost 7 years. I used to audit, I was an external auditor and I would come in and I would audit financials in contracts for nonprofit organizations, okay? And then once I became a CFO of a nonprofit, then I got audited all the time by all the different people. And now that I run this firm and we have over 170 clients we work with every month, we get audited probably 50, 60 times a year. So I like to think I'm like a connoisseur of auditing, okay? And I talk about audits all the time because it's very relevant in the nonprofit world. But I find myself having conversations that tell me that not everybody understands what an audit is and what an audit is not. So I want to put together my top three things that I like to explain an audit is not. So number one, an audit is not a mechanism to prove the internal controls or the processes for every function within your nonprofit organization. What do I mean by that? So many times I've heard people say, why didn't the auditors catch that? This could be around billing practices and processes. This could be around HR personnel files. This could be around programmatic data tracking, all of these different functions, okay? The auditors are not there for that reason. An audit is not to check and make sure that your processes are working right. They will make observations about your processes as they come across them in their normal day-to-day work, right? As they're working with you, but they are not there to test your processes. So many times I've heard people say, I can't believe the auditors didn't catch that. If they don't happen to come across that, they're not there for that reason. That's not what they're there for. Okay. We'll talk about what they are there for, but that is not what they're there for. So do not put stock in every single administrative function within your business that your auditors are going to catch this. This is your team's responsibility, not your auditor's responsibility. So your HR files, that's your HR department's fault, right? Is your payroll set up incorrectly? That's your payroll company's fault, right? Is your billing done incorrectly? Maybe they used the wrong invoice, or maybe they didn't capture everything they were supposed to. Sometimes that might come up in an audit, but really that's a failure of your internal team. So you cannot put all of your stock that your auditors are going to catch all of these things. So kind of keep that in mind. Number two, and probably the most common, people want to hire an audit because they think that there's some mishandling of money. An audit is not designed to catch fraud, detect fraud, or determine in which ways your money has been mishandled. That is not what an audit is, believe it or not. That is forensic accounting. If you believe your stuff has been mishandled, you need to hire a forensic accountant. They are there to intentionally go in and figure out what are all the different ways people could steal money from the organization. Again, that's more of a process and an internal control thing. An audit does not go in and test your internal controls, believe it or not. They will go back and say, okay, I need you to prove these 20 expenses. I need you to show me where you actually earn this much revenue. And during that process, they understand what is your team doing to make sure that they're accurately capturing that information. And they're gonna make observations. They said they were doing this, and does the evidence suggest that they're actually doing that during the course of their work? And when they notice things that are clearly in conflict with what you say you do and what you actually did, they will call that out. But they're not actually there to test your internal controls necessarily. That is not something they're thinking. So I get this a lot of times in the religious organizations, because unfortunately there's a lot of cash that happens each week when we collect the offering. And a lot of times churches are very susceptible to fraud. A lot of times they might have one person and not anybody overseeing that person. A lot of volunteers working within church organizations. So I get a lot of calls from religious organizations that that they want us to do an audit because they believe that there's been some mishandling of cash. Again, an audit will not be able to tell you exactly how much money has been stolen or if money has been stolen. It's possible they could uncover fraud, but that's not what they're there for. If you believe that that's happening within your organization, you need to reach out to a forensic accountant to determine that, not necessarily an audit. Okay, and another thing that people think that the audit is there to 100% prove with accuracy that every number within your accounting system is accurate. That is not what auditors do. Auditors are there for the confirmation that your numbers are materially correct, which means that if somebody were reading your financial statements, would they choose to give you a loan if they found out that your accounts receivable balance was $100 less than what it actually showed? Probably wouldn't change their decision. However, if you're an organization that has investments that say that you were at $5 million, in reality it was $500,000, would that change the bank's decision to give you a loan? I'm sure it probably would. So a lot of times, people that are running these nonprofit organizations, they think auditors should have caught every little mistake. And the reality is that's not what they're there for. They want to make sure, are the balances reasonable? Are they materially correct? Okay, they're not there with 100% accuracy. That's just not what an audit's going to do. And so what you might view as significant, maybe the $100 discrepancy is a big deal to you. The auditors go through a whole process of determining what dollar amount is a big deal to them. That's called materiality. And they are going to choose, and it might be something like $5, $10, $50, $100,000. It has to be off by $100,000 for us to make a big deal about it and to correct the financial statements. You may fall over yourself thinking, oh my gosh, there was a $50,000 error that they did not book. Right? That is the auditor's job to figure out what that is, and they hold to that standard, and that's what their opinion is based on. So if you get an audit and then later on you realize, oh my gosh, this check was for $1,000 and it was originally written for $100 and the auditors didn't catch that, it's not considered material for them. If they were there to go over every single transaction that you went through and correct every single transaction that you went through, they'd be there all day and it would cost you $250,000, okay? Most audits nowadays, when we're talking with some of our friends that do auditing, and we work very closely with a couple firms, they're not doing audits for anything less than basically $15,000, regardless of how small you are. And audits are upward from that perspective. Now, they're very expensive and they spend a decent amount of time with you, but if you wanted them to go through with that fine-tooth comb, it's gonna cost you a lot more money than that. So that's what an audit is not. It can be expensive, it can be an investment. A lot of times audits are for the purposes of compliance. So maybe your state requires you, or your bank requires you, or your funders require you to have an audit. And sometimes it's not always an audit. So before I end this conversation today, I wanna go over a couple more things. An audit is different than a review, which is different than a compilation. And these are basically three different types of financial reports you can get from an outside CPA, okay? And I'm gonna go over them in the reverse order. So a compilation is basically, we looked at your numbers and we take your word for it. You give me a financial report and I put it in my presentation and I attach all those words behind the numbers. Those are called footnotes, paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs of lots of accounting jargon. Those are called footnotes, okay? They put those two things together and they put it in a presentation that follows the rules of accounting standards. They take your QuickBooks file, plug it into a template, attach a bunch of words behind it. Now it's in a presentation that is uniform with accounting standards, okay? That's a compilation. They take your word for it. They're not looking at the accuracy of those numbers. They're not asking a bunch of questions. They're not gonna ask you to prove your numbers in any way. They're taking your word for it. So for you all that think that you're getting some level of assurance that a CPA is scrutinizing those numbers and correcting those numbers, that is not what a compilation is. As a matter of fact, CPAs would be putting themselves at more risk by doing some of that work and calling it a compilation. Okay, so they can't really open up Pandora's box like that. Okay, so the next step up is a review, and it's basically we get your numbers, we ask lots of questions, we might crunch a few numbers to make sure does that seem reasonable. We try to you know, formulate what we would expect your organization to do. We're going to ask you a few questions about why or why not your numbers might align with that expectation, but they basically take your word for it. Okay. They don't ask you to prove anything through documentation. Okay. So this is how, if you got a review and you realize there was a big error missed, well, if the CPA firm is not allowed, because the review standards suggest that you should not be looking at things like contracts, maybe you're not supposed to be looking at bank statements, you know, you're supposed to be taking your word for it, errors can still be found. So that is better than a compilation, because they start asking lots of questions and they compare it to different things, but it's not tracing it back to evidence to prove it. An audit is the final step, and that's where they get your numbers, they ask you lots of questions, they don't take your word for anything, they ask you to prove it to them. You have to show through documentation that this is in fact true and accurate, okay? So that's the differences between the three things. If you're an organization and you haven't received any of these things, talk to maybe your accreditation body, your funders, check what your state requirements are. You may need to start fulfilling some of these compliance requirements. There are different levels of what we call assurance, right? Where the CPAs are spending a little bit more time and attention proving some of these things. And that's the difference between them. But those, the top three things that they're not going to test your internal controls. They're not going to prove out your processes. They're not going to catch fraud, or they might catch fraud, but they're not hired to catch fraud or uncover fraud. That's not their primary objective. And they're not going to prove your numbers with 100% accuracy. Those things are not what an audit is. So what if you're listening to this and you're like, well, Tasha, I need to test my internal controls. I need to see if my processes are working. And, you know, I just have a bookkeeper and he or she's, they very lovely, but I need some more assurance. That is called what we call in the accounting world, agreed upon procedures. That's a consulting gig. That is not an audit. It's probably going to cost you a lot less than an audit, so that's good news. And you can probably get some sort of report from your CPA that's doing the consulting work. So that's called agreed upon procedures, and that's consulting work. So talk to your CPA about that before you just dump into the audit. Because I think what a lot of nonprofits do, they get this idea of an audit, they pay all this money for an audit, and I don't think the end product is actually what they're looking for. So think about what you're looking for, think about what your board's looking for, your funders, whoever it is, have those conversations and make sure the end product aligns with what you're asking your CPA to do, okay? Hopefully you found this all helpful. Until next time, bye friends.
Thank you for listening to a Modern Nonprofit Podcast powered by the Charity CFO. If your nonprofit is needing help with accounting or bookkeeping, head on over to thecharitycfo.com to find information on the work we are doing with other nonprofits. If you found this information helpful, please give us a 5-star rating on your podcast streaming platform so other nonprofit leaders can find us. We appreciate your support and we'll see you on the next episode.